Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, to the media, this is connecting. Like your report, you know, actions you take, how your family business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, attorney Barbara McNamara, is with us. Welcome. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 8306 800-306-1990, RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Plan to save you money and personally work with you. Saving your
990-806-sanitizer.com.
Are you a home and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject exchange without notice. License. 21037 and DRE number
01869452. Or teacher. If so, you will find Ron Siegel's VIP heroes. And we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, finance with Ron Siegel partner. One of the heroes, real estate agent rebate partner providers have incentives too. At 306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Think about what you will do from the partner of Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert. Now is Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. When you're with Gold Star, has the programs, they've got the products for you. They are the only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval, saving you $10,000 to $50,000 in the purchase of your new home. Still looking at the markets for you today. We are always watching the markets. Here is the actual information that we want you to know about, because you can get a lot of information on website. I tell you about it all the time, google.com. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 50 points right now. The S&P down 10 points. NASDAQ down 40 points. The Treasury, it's just a basis point. Fannie Mae, they're down 6 basis points. But here it is. This is why you listen to Ron Siegel Radio. It's not for the what, it is for why. Well, why are the markets doing what they're doing? We are on day 24 of the government shutdown. It has surpassed the long, which was just 1 day working without pay. It's also corporate earnings season, with the 2018 fourth quarter earnings reports beginning today. Citigroup kicked off earnings this morning, reporting weaker than expected revenue, which dragged down the entire financial sector. Discharge reported much weaker trade numbers than expected, reinforcing the tone that a global growth slowdown is upon us. Interconnected, this too is pressuring our stock market lower. Mortgage bonds trading near unchanged levels. I would anticipate we'll see an improvement in those bonds when the market's going down. Generally, the safe haven is bonds, and we'll watch that for you. We continue to watch that for you. That is happening. And what is some extremely good pastrami. Again, happy to see you. I understand that. So glad to see you this morning. Barbara McNamara is with us. I will give you this one caveat before we get started. I like to do this all the time. Barbara is going to give us some information this morning. We are not giving legal advice to any. Not we. I can't. Barbara is not giving legal advice to anybody. If you want legal advice, there is a very good email, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Barbara. That's how she supports her family. So We're just giving you education. Glad to have you with us. So family law. I look at family law, and it's amazing to me that that one area of the law, how it can be so contentious and how the emotions can get so crazy.
I do.
So how long have you been putting up with some of this?
21 years.
21? You must have started at 8.
Yeah.
21 years dealing with crazy men and women.
Well, I deal with people on a daily basis when they're at their absolute worst.
It's amazing. But, you know, because leading a lending team, obviously, we do get dealing with some of the aftermath of divorce.
Yes.
Right? And can be so animus against each other when at some point in time, for some reason, they got along pretty well.
Sometimes I remind them of that. It gets really contested. Like, you know what? You picked this person, and at one point, you loved them. So.
Or you would hope so.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They forget.
So when we talk many times, you hear the term divorce, that's really not the appropriate name. Right? It's family law, right?
Family law is the term that we typically use. It's kind of an oxymoron because it's the division of family, really.
Oh, really? Is that all that you do in family law is divorce, or is there...
Divorce, paternity, where the parties have a child, but they weren't married.
Okay.
There's domestic violence. There's spouse support. Harassment cases where the parties had no dating relationship, but they want a restraining order against each other.
That would be an interesting one.
Well, sometimes it's a love triangle.
Okay.
Sometimes somebody finds out the other person's cheating, and usually it's the two men that go at it, so then they want restraining orders against each other, or sometimes it's the women that find out somebody's been friend, one's the wife, and they go in it for restraining orders against each other. That would be civil harassment.
So, and is most of what you're doing, I've got an interesting place I'm going with this,
okay.
I think. Is most of what you do, is it public?
Yes.
Okay.
Except for paternity. Paternity cases still have the scarlet letter sort of to it, where it's a confident hearing and their case numbers are confidential. You can't look them up online. It's a paternity case, so it's all secret.
It seems to me that people in your line of work would have the makings of books and movies.
Someday, I think I will write a book. I've lived through stuff you just can't make up.
And that's the thing is, I mean, you think about things that come out of Hollywood and authors' minds.
Absolutely.
And reality sometimes is far more intriguing.
Stranger than fiction.
So what got you into this world of family law?
You know, I kind of look at it. Sounds a little strange, but I think God picked it for me because I certainly didn't pick family law.
Okay.
I'm working for a gentleman, Tim Salyer, who did civil, criminal, and family, and he tried me in all three. One day he looked at me and he said, you know, you ought to do family law. And I said, oh, no, I don't want to do family law. Way too emotional. No, thank you. And he goes, well, that's what you're good at. And if you want to eat,
I'm going to lead you.
And brought to Tim and said, hey, I've got great news. I have a new client for you today. And he said, well, I got bad news, kid. I'm laying you off. I can't afford to have an associate. So you've got wings now. Go fly. And so I literally started with one client. And I went to the client and said, well, I just got laid off. Do you want me or do you want Tim? And she goes, I don't know, Tim. You're my attorney. And I don't care if you have to work out of your bedroom. So that's what it started with. One client that said yes.
That's fascinating because I had that conversation with somebody over the weekend that in most instances, the sign on top of the building is pretty meaningless.
Correct.
Right? It's the individual. They develop a relationship with you.
Right.
And that's what they don't care about, you know, in your case, Tim or whoever it is.
Right.
Most of the family law is it's a referral base that, you know, Barbara did a great job for me. Go see her.
Yeah. Predominantly, I would say my best clients come from referral sources. There's a lot of online marketing in today's world, and a lot of big companies get big money for advertising, but honestly, my best clients come from referrals, from people that know me, that either I know them personally or I've done a case for them and they refer me out to someone that they know. So it's a ripple effect.
So how does it work then, Barbara? I've had some folks on the broadcast where we've talked about mediation, attorney, divorce.
Sure. There's different types. So you can have mediation where nobody has an attorney and the attorney acts a mediator.
Okay.
And they bring the parties in together. We sit down, we go over, you know, division of property and custody of kids, child support, spousal support. And I basically do their paperwork for them when I'm acting as a mediator. I'm not giving either party legal advice. I'm telling them this is what the law says. This is what your facts are. What do you guys want to do with it?
And just leave it up to them, and then you just make sure that what they whatever they come up with is legal.
Correct.
And then there's collaborative divorce.
Collaborative law was popular a couple years ago. I saw a little resurgence of it, but it tends to be just as expensive as the normal solution because part of the party gets attorney. A lot of times they agree on an accountant. Then they'll agree on a divorce coach, and they'll put a divorce coach in place, and sometimes even a psychologist on top of that. So,
okay. And then there's the traditional of what we would see in the newspapers.
Correct. And you can have just a contested divorce, or you can have, a lot of times I'll do a divorce where I represent one party, and it really depends upon who the other party picks to represent them will dictate whether this is going to be an amicable divorce or if it's going to get really ugly and very contentious and we're in court all the time.
So what happens when in the case, in the scenario where you start with one attorney and then on the other side?
Correct.
And they change. Is that, can somebody do that?
Absolutely. The client gets to choose who they want as their attorney of record. So sometimes when a client comes in to see me and they've had three or four attorneys, it's like warning, Will Robinson, danger. There could be something wrong with this individual.
So then you really know that you've got a real battle because they can't get along.
It's everyone else's fault and they're the victim.
Well, that seems like it's probably the case in most instances, right? I mean, the your clients couldn't be the one that could be at fault.
Well, and those that acknowledge that they had a part in it, those cases tend to be amicable because taking responsibility for their part in the process, because it really takes two. It takes two
sure.
to get married. It takes two to get divorced.
Seems like it's a fascinating world, but I don't know that I could step into your shoes.
Well, sometimes it can be difficult. I mean, you do have to take time off because it wears you down a little bit from the
sure.
emotional aspect. We also have others that they've never set foot in a family law courtroom, and they may come from a criminal background or a civil background or even a patent intellectual property background. And now they're the judge in our family law case. And
wow.
From my perspective as a seasoned family law attorney, that's a little frustrating because then we have to teach the judge the law on top of everything else.
That would be more expensive than for the party because you know, you're having to take a lot more time.
Yeah, and you have to explain, you know, certain dynamics of, say, a transmutation issue of community property being transmuted into separate property. And the judge starts to look at you with these star in their eyes kind of look.
It makes sense.
Okay, I'll bring in some points and authorities on that, Your Honor, to give you the case law.
So is that going to then make my case take longer?
Yes. And we also have a backlog right now in family law. So your average, if I have custody for you today to get temporary orders, you're looking at a hearing in maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
For a temporary custody.
Initial temporary custody order.
6 to 8 weeks just to get started.
Correct. Because the parties have to go to mediation before their court hearing. So they have to go without their attorneys to the courthouse to meet with a county mediator for the county. And they check out their parenting plan. If they succeed, fantastic. If they don't, then we go to the hearing.
Sounds like it's an amazing process. And you know, I've said many times, and I think you and I are on the same page with this, that, you know, the kids are the ones that need the most guidance, or they're the innocent victims here.
Yeah, they really take the fall. I try whenever I meet with a client the first time to explain to them. My goal is to keep that child in a bubble. The child should not know that the parties are going, why they're going through a divorce, number one, and the message from the parent to the child should be that we love them. We just can't live together anymore. So you're going to have mom's house and dad's house, and we're going to set up a schedule. And the parents should do that discussion with the children so that against the other parent. Because whenever a parent says something bad about the other parent and the child hears it, it's like a stab to the heart for the child because they want mom and dad together. In
the perfect
world, they want, you know, the king and queen should be in the castle.
That would make sense. And then the state ends up even problem more. I want to talk to you about that when we come back.
Sure.
The concept of, hey, does the judge even know what the heck he's doing? I could say that. I wouldn't want to say something like that. But hey, does the judge even know what the heck he's doing? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events. Financial divorce is our conversation today. Buying a house this year, what should be your first step? And the IRS has set the date when they will start accepting tax returns. All that and more. You can reach me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Siegel Radio, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. Need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Came home before someone else does NEST. And don't forget about the Get Mortgage Ready program. We've got that coming. About getting a new home, and if you're thinking about buying a house this year, this should be your first step. The number of buyers searching for their dream homes outnumbers the number of homes for sale. This has led to a competitive market. So that you are serious about buying your dream home is to get pre-underwritten, pre-qualified, or pre-approved for a mortgage. But pre-underwritten is the one that we're really looking for, even if you're not in an incredibly competitive market. Understanding your budget will give you the confidence of working whether or not your dream home is within your reach. Their website quote, it's highly recommended that you work with your lender to get pre-approved before you begin house hunting. Pre-approved will let you report and can help you move faster with greater confidence in competitive markets, unquote. And I challenge them a little bit, real estate professionals, that many have relationships with lenders who will be able to help you through this process. Once you have selected a lender, you'll need to fill out their loan application, provide them with important information regarding your credit, debt, work history, down payment. Freddie Mac describes the four C's that help determine the amount you will be qualified to borrow. One is capacity, two is capital or cash reserves, three, collateral, four, credit. Getting pre-underwritten is one of many steps that will show home sellers that you are serious about buying, and this often helps speed up the process. Bottom line, many potential home buyers overestimate the down payment and credit scores necessary to qualify for a mortgage. If you're ready, willing, and want to know if you're able to buy, just give us a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 with the team. Continuing our conversation, attorney Barbara McNamara is with us this morning, chatting about divorce. We're talking before the break a little bit, Barbara. We're talking about the kids involved in the protection. The, you said it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to get the that first hearings going.
Yes, the required mediation sort of sets the backlog in the family law court, at least in Orange County. There's a backlog for the mediation to handle further, yeah.
So the kids get to just suffer through that.
Pretty much. And hopefully the parents will get to work with each other so that in that interim time that the police aren't called, because there's, you know, really you shouldn't be fighting about this. You should just 2-2-3 where mom has Monday to Wednesday, dad has Wednesday to Friday, and you rotate the weekends Friday to Monday. That's one way of doing it.
So
when the kids are young, that's usually the best kind of schedule, provided both parents are good parents and they're involved and, you know, they're more hands-on than ever before.
Okay.
You know, probably 20 years ago, it would be an automatic dad would get every other weekend, maybe a Wednesday dinner visit. Today's world is much different. And the setting is that why not give 50-50? Show me a reason why it shouldn't be that way. And that's sort of the precedence that the judge is starting from.
Interesting. So the mandated mediations are successful before you go to court?
50-60%.
Okay.
You know, a lot of parties will meet with the mediator and also point out the obvious, like how much do you want to spend to fight about Monday through Thursday? Because that's really what it boils down to. They're going to get tens or a given.
Okay.
Whether it's going to be Friday to Sunday or Friday to Monday, that's one question. And then what are you going to do Monday through Thursday?
Now, can the mediator then be giving some sort of indication, you know, Judge Jones or whoever it is, that I've no idea the problem here, and kind of push them toward what telling them what the law is, being,
well,
because you said the lawyers can be there.
Right. Well, exactly. And so the mediator will tell them, look, it's better for you because you know your kids and you know what your family is better for you. A probe who doesn't know you, who's not going to have time to get to know you, nor are they going to have time to get to know your kids.
And it's overworked.
Family law is intensive on paper. They have a lot of paper. Declarations are 10 pages long. Everybody writes a 10-page declaration as to why they're the better parent and why they should have custody of the kids. So the judges do have a tremendous workload.
Well, that's interesting. So they've got a tremendous workload, and they're basically not pre-qualified.
They do get a crash course. They take like a 2-week family law boot camp, but you don't really learn in 2 weeks what I've done in 20 years.
Sure. So it makes sense to move somebody from, and I'm sure this is not part of your realm, but you'd think that, you know, you'd want criminal judges to come from the criminal law and family judges to come from family law. Support, is there new stuff there too?
Yes, Family Code 4320 is the big section for A through N. So the court is mandated to consider all those factors when determining long-term spousal first time for your to do